So today is Daf Yud Zayin. We are on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph by the two dots, right? Which is like seven, 8 lines down. Going to discuss the last case of the Mishnah. The last case of the Mishnah was Echad Omer B'fani Nechtov. You have one witness saying that the get was written in front of me. Ushnayim Omerim Tusei B'faneinu Nechtov. Tusei, the chesima was done in front of them. The Mishnah in this case says it's kosher. So Amar Rav Ami, Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Ami says his name Rav Yochanan, Lo Shanu, our Mishnah does not say that in this situation the get is kosher, right? Is Ella Shehaget Yotze Mitachas Yad Eid Ksiva. That witness who's testifying Bifane Nechtov, he is the appointed Shliach of the Baal to bring the get, because then he's believed like two. So you have two people on, technically you have two people on the Ksiva, and you have two people on the Chasima, and you have no problem now. Because you have all the witnesses. When it comes to the ksiva, when it comes to the ksiva, I have the two people, and the one believed like two. When it comes to the chasima, even though they're not shlichim, but I have no problem because they are mitzvah in the kaimel. Denasu kishnayim alzeh, kishnayim alzeh, aval. But if the get is one of the shlichim who said b'fanai nechtam is the shliach of the Baal, aval, one of the Edim who says b'fanai nechtam is the shliach of the Baal, aval mitach is idei edei chasima, then it's possible. Because even though there are two people who are testifying about the chasima, nevertheless, there's only one person testifying about the ksiva. So according to this, most people, show them hold, this is going according to the Ma'an Damar says that you need lishma, that the issue is lishma. Okay. Alma kasavar, so based on this, the Gemara is making a deal, from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan says that the get has to be Yotze Mitachas Yad, the one who of the Ksiva, Alma Kasavar, Shnayim Sheviu Get Medina Sayam, that if two people bring the get from Medina Sayam, Tzrichim Sheyom Rabbi Faneinu Nechtav Ufonai Nechtam, they would have to say, if you have two Shlichim coming from the Medina Sayam, they would have to say, Bifonai Nechtav Ufonai Nechtam, because then there's no Chshash of Mezuyav, because they're Mitsuy in the Kaimo, and then I have the, and if they're both Shlichim, so why do I have to worry about? So you must have to worry about the Lashma, so therefore they have to say, two people say the Lashma. So Amalei Ravasi, Stavami, Elmayato, according to this, Resha, the first part of the Mishnah that says, Shnayim Omer B'Faneinu Nechtav, two say B'Faneinu Nechtav, V'Echad Omer B'Faneinu Nechtam, and one says B'Faneinu Nechtam, so there's only one aid on the Chasima, that's Pasul and Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. Are we going to say that that's the case, Afilu Get Yotze Mitachas Yidei Shnayim Pasul Rabbanam, even if the get is that two of them, yeah, that two of them are the shlichei habal. It's still pasul. Amleiin, he says, yeah, because two people still need to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. In that case, they're not saying it. So the Gemara. So according to this, he's going according to the Lishna Basra of yesterday, who says that if get yotze mitachas shneihem, that shneim shaviv get medina sayam tzrichim lomar b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. Zimnin Ashachay the Yasavika Amar, but one other time, Rav Asi found Rav Ami, who was sitting, and he said, Dafilu get Yotze Mitachas Yidei Eidei Chasima, kosher. It is kosher if it comes out from if the two Eidei Chasima are the Shlichim, it's still kosher. Why? Alma Kasavar Shlaim Shavu get me to see, I'm ain't Shlichim Shiyomer Fonin Nechtam Fonin Nechtam. So you see, if you hear, he says that no, it's the other way around. That two people bring a get medina sayam, they do not have to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, which would be like the lishna kama of yesterday. So amalei ravasi. So ravasi then says to ravami, right? We're just gonna say now the same side. El mayata reish the katani. The reish one says shnayim omer b'fanei nechtav. Two people say b'fanei nechtav. B'yechad omer b'fanei nechtam, and one says b'fanei nechtam. It's pasul. And Rabbi Yehuda says machshir. So that's taima de ain get yotz mitachas de shnayim. That's only because only one of them is a shliach. Ha get yotz mitachas de shnayim machshir ravami. They run on say kosher because two people do not have to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. So Amalei in, he says you're correct. He says what's going on, Rav Ami? You said two different things, complete opposite each time I asked you. So that's what he asked him. He says v'ha zimnin lo amart lan hachi. He goes, but didn't you say differently the other time? No. So Amalei, he answers him, yaseid he shelo timot, lo timot. The yaseid, Rashi says, where's Rashi? Yaseid he lashon achron ze emes. Yeah, at first I thought one way. I was convinced otherwise. Yeah, we're just finishing up running quickly, and we'll start by the Mishnah. Right, Yaseid he shalot timot. The Lashon Achron that I said, that's the truth, that the makom that the get is yotze mitachas yidei shneihem, it's machshir. So therefore, and lahalacha v'paskin, that two people who bring a get, mi medina sayam, do not have to say b'fanei nechtav u b'fanei nechtam. And that's the Lishna, the second Lashon of Rav Ami, and it's the Lishna Kama that we saw yesterday. Okay, so now we're done pretty much with the Befanei Nechtam part, and we actually get into the crux of a get. What has to be, you know, certain things about a get. We still haven't figured out or learned when and why a person can get divorced. That we're going to save for the end of the Masechta, but to get...
Divorced.
So, but that's for the end of the Masechta. And now, and in the beginning of the Masechta, we just spent 16 blot talking about someone who brings a get from Medina Sayam, about same for the Natam, for the Natam, but we never actually spoke about the crux of the get. What is the get? So now we're going to talk about one aspect of the get. So it's going to be, when it, you know, does the get have to be dated? Or if it has to be dated, as to why? It seems that it's a din d'rabbanan for a get to be dated, that you wouldn't need a date, midoraisa, on a get. So nichtav bayom, so let's say the get is written during the day, and that's when it's dated, you know, it's dated during the day. It's written during the day, the nechtam bayom, and it's signed, that's... No. That's, you skipped a line.
Oh, right.
So nechtam bayom, the nechtam bayom. The get was written during the day, the nechtam bayom, and signed the same day. Or Balaila, the Nechtam Balaila, was written at night and signed on that same night, meaning we have the same calendar date. Or even Balaila, it's written at night, the Nechtam Bayom, and written and signed the day afterward, the morning afterwards, still the same calendar date. Because we don't paskin like the Rashbam, we paskin that the Hebrew date begins at night. Okay? So Nechta Bayom and Nechta Malayla and Nechta Malayla, sorry, Nechta Mayom and Nechta Mayom, Malayla and Nechta Malayla, Malayla and Nechta Mayom, in all those cases, kosher. That's kosher because that's not a predated get, because the writing of the get and the signature of the get are on the same date. However, Bayom, if the get is written during the day, the Nechta Malayla, and then it is signed that night, then that is puzzle. Rashi says, Bayom and Nechta Malayla, Muktam Hu. It's a get Muktam. It's predated. The Mashma, because it's mashma de mehu yoma irgusha. It's mashma that the date that's written in the star, that's the date that they're divorced. Velo igrusha de lamachar. But in the end, in reality, the gerushin did not take place till tomorrow. I don't know, maybe the gerushin didn't take place for a couple weeks, because who says he gave it that say? Okay, Mara talks about the case. Okay. Mara says that, Mara was actually going to say that people don't walk around with signed gittin. You don't keep it in your pocket.
No, but my first 16 months is like when you send it across the world. So
the Gemara's going to talk about the case. Okay. So, Bayom v'nechtam balai l'pasol. Rabbi Shimon makshir. Rabbi Shimon is makshir in this case. He says that there's no problem with the predated date. Shahai Rabbi Shimon omer, because Rabbi Shimon was one to say, kol gittin, in this case gittin here means staros. All staros, whether it's a shtar milveh, a shtar mechar, a shtar matana, shenichtivu bayom, v'nechtamu balaila, that are written during the day and signed at night, meaning their signature takes place on a different date than the actual writing of the shtar. Psulin, he says those are pasul, right? But chutz, except migitei nashim, except for a bill of divorce. That's Rashi, important Rashi. Rashi says, kol ha-gitin shel mechar matan vavah psulin, why? The asi limitriv l'kuchos miyom ha-deksiva v'shelo kedin. Because when you have a shtar, say a shtar mechar, right, or you have a loan document, so now I become, all my fields become collateral to the loan. But when? Which fields? Only the fields that I had at the time of the loan. But now, the date says December 30th, but I only took the loan on December 31st, and I bought property after, you know, in between those that time, well, that shouldn't be subject to the lien. But if it's predated, now all of a sudden it's going to be subject to the lien. But he says, chutz migitei nashim, but not for gitei nashim, the lav ligovaino avida. Because the purpose of the gitei nashim, even though it is used for collection, collecting the kshuva, but that's not the main purpose of the get. The purpose of the get is for a separation between the husband and wife. What? Shtar shikra, if whatever the reason is, it's always hukush l'shtar. It's a hekesh to a get, so it has the same dinim. Doesn't, I mean, the tzvar may not apply, but there's a hekesh, so then everything applies. Fine.
How many days okay. Do you have between the?
According to this, it seems like none.
Writing and the signing. Well, how many days could elapse?
You can't. Just right now, you can't. Just says if it's one day, it's no good. It just says if it's the day to the night, it's no good.
only so if you date it. If you don't date it, I guess you
don't. Until a day later, okay. So itmar. So now the Gemara brings a machlokas on Marim as to the reason why the Chachamim instituted writing this man in the get. Again, assumption being that midoraisa, there is no need to write a star in a get. All the Rishonim ask, what, how is that? How is that possible? A star or a get is a din of edus, right? It's a din of edus. In order for you to have edus, you have to be subject to drisha v'chakira in order to have, you know. And one of the most important things of drisha v'chakira is zman and place. So that, otherwise, how do you have edus omim? It's all zman and place. So how do you not have that? How do you not have the arise? How do you not have that? So this is where Reb Chaim comes out with his famous chiddush. We say that edim achasumim al star nasi kamisha edusan nasi kamisha nechra edusam abeisdin. There's a different concept of star. You have edus that's subject to bezin, and you have edus of a star. The star is something completely subject to something different. See over here also, you have a star being written at night. What edus is given at night? It's a different, what Reb Chaim says, it's a Reb Chaim in Chilchos Edus. I'm going to simplify a little bit, a lot of it, but it basically says that staros are a different breed of edus.
Also, okay. I don't know if you mentioned, whoever mentioned, if Shiel Esa mentioned, the Pnei Yeshua says, again, it's not edus per se, it's a healing milstone.
Oh, so that's a different, that's another approach.
But you have to have a data for lishma reasons.
Why?
Because in order to show that it's done for this particular reason, that's part of the process. I think Menachem said you should have that data for it with flawed lishma.
I didn't see that. I didn't see that. What does Mar have to do with lishma? Lishma means for this woman.
This woman, this place, this time, this everything. This all falls on the category. Of
I didn't see that. I didn't see that. Well, it doesn't mention that over here. I didn't see that anywhere. If you see that somewhere, show me. I didn't see that. I don't know. Okay. Itmar. I sent an email to Menachem so we can see, tell me where we got that. Okay. Itmar.
Technically, that when you write Suba, you can write it again at the same exact time for this woman. She's not use it.
Right, so
years later, still kosher.
Okay. Itmar. Bnei ma tiknus ma begitin. So what is the reason why? What is the reason why they instituted the concept of Zman, of writing the dates in the Gittin? Right? They're not like other shtaros that you have to collect. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rishum Bas HaChoson, Rish Lakash Amar, Rishum Peros. Two separate reasons. One is Rishum Bas HaChoson. We'll read it in Rashi. Rashi says Bas HaChoson means his niece. Right? Well, it's just an example. It can be any wife. Vihi Ishto, and that's his wife. Shep Veshema Tizanet Tachtov. Maybe she was Mazana, and that's Chayv Misa. Vichas Alea Shalot Tichanek. She doesn't want, it's his niece, he doesn't want his niece to be killed. Because of la get below zman v'nosin la. So he writes an undated get and gives it to her. And when they testify against her in Beis Din that she was mezana, that she had bia at such and such date, motzia gita, she takes out her get, vel merit, gerusha yisi puniya bo shasha. I was single at the time. I have divorced, so no date in it. That's Rav Yochanan. Reish lakash am rishon peros. What's his peros? Similar to what we mentioned before about the collecting. It says, Shemizman haget ve'elech, Rashi says, from the time of the get, figure out which time that is, from the time of the get ve'elech, im yimkor habal haperos nichse milog shela tigavein. He has a right during the wedding to sell the nichse milog, right? What's he called? The usufruct? Right? Okay. That's the usufruct. The fruits, the use of the fruits. He has the right. He has the right. That's the sansino. Okay, so he has the rights to the same log, and he can sell them. But once the get is effective, for whatever reason, at whatever time that is, once the get is effective, he can no longer sell them. So if there's no date in the shtar, he'll start going. He'll continue selling things, and then the im lo hayabozma yemocher vaholech. So he'll continue selling. Vishakitit valadin. When she calls him to din, have a yodel al tachtona. She's now going to have to prove that the sale took place after the gerushin. Sheyomar law, because he'll say to him, call them gerushin macharti. I sold it before the divorce. So in order to protect her nechasim, they put the date. But the Gemara then asks, so Reish Lakish, who says the whole reason is Mishum Perus, my taima lo amar ki Rabbi Yochanan. Why does he not hold like Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan has a very valid reason, the reason being that you want to prevent these miscarriages of the din for somebody who was Mizania. So Amr Allah. Actually, before we get to that, I want to go to, there's a Tosos on Yud Ches. Tosos on Yud Ches, Dir Masro Hanhu. So he asks, according to Yud Ches, it's probably 4 or 5 pages later than where you are because of the article, but it's the next page. Amr Allah, Dir Masro Hanhu, Hanhu Kala. So Tosos asks, You see, towards the bottom of the Tosfos, it says, "Im Tomar, Man Da Amar Mishum Bach Lachoso." Tosfos asks, okay, according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, that the whole reason is Mishum Bach Lachoso, we don't want to prevent the death penalty, so why do you need Zman Bizman? Why do you need a Zman Bizman Hazeh? We don't do the death penalty Bizman Hazeh. He says, "Im Tomar, Uman Da Amar Mishum Bach Lachoso, Bizman Hazeh, today's day and age, Lama Kosin Zman Begitin." Why do you have to write a Zman again? There's no death penalty Bizman Hazeh. Tafila b'zman zeh mashma deboy zmani, because it's mashma later on in the Mishnah on Daf Hei Vav that you would need this man, right? Because that's gimel kitim psulim. Well, there is mashma. But why? The whole point is to prevent it. What?
Zera. What do you have to worry about death?
So one of the answers of Tosfos. So yesh lomar zera shema yichapa al banei amam zerim, because we also have the problem of zerim. He wants to prevent the zerim. That's answer number one. Answer number two. Inami mehera yibana beis hamikdash. Maybe the beis hamikdash is going to be built. So that's interesting. So someone can have. Znus before the Beis HaMikdash is built, and then after the Beis HaMikdash is built, then get the Chi of Misa? No. Okay? Inami, the other possibility is Shelo Yomru Zinsa Acha Gerishin V'yach Zerena. If she has Bia post Gerishin, and it's a non-Kohen, right, he's permitted to take her back. He's permitted to remarry her. Non-Kohen can't have her take her back at all after Gerishin. But at all. A Kohen cannot. But a non-Kohen, if she has relations during the marriage and then they get divorced, he cannot remarry her. But if she has Bia, if she has Nus, if she post the marriage, post divorce, the Grusha Sazinsa Mutar Lachsor, she'll be permitted to prevent these other things. But I think your answer, I think, is the most fundamental, is that you still have the same issue of the Mamzerim comes up.
The question was not that strong, really. I mean, all these possibilities.
Right, it's strong only in the sense that he only mentions Mishum Basachoso. The Gemara doesn't mention anything else.
All the reasons you would give, that would be the first one.
What? Awesome. Right, so, but Mamzerim is pretty strong also. Okay, this is an interesting Tosfos. Apologies. I thought it was an interesting Tosfos.
It is.
Okay.
It is.
So,
it was good.
Reish Lakish. So, Reish Lakish. My time, Allah, Amar Kirav Yochanan. Not only do I get beat up for what I say, I get beat up when I quote a Tosfos. That's also.
Tough crowd.
So, Reish, I'm kidding. Reish Lakish, my time alone with Rabbi Yochanan. So, Reish Lakish, who says it's Mishum Peiros, why doesn't he hold like Rabbi Yochanan? I mean, because it's Mishum Peiros. No, that's not the answer he gives. He says, Amr Lach, Reish Lakish will say, I'm not worried about Znus, because Znus, lo Shchicha. It's not Shchicha, that's not the typical case, but there to be Znus, and therefore the Chachamim didn't make a Gezeir because of that. What does lo Shchicha mean? Rashi just says, lo Shchicha, shlo Shchashuba Rabbanan. Rabbanan are not choshish for znus. Torah says, what are you talking about? So what are you talking about?
It's
we don't have to make a gezeira for it. But Torah says, we do make gezeiras for znus. Look at the whole beginning of Maseches Ketubos. You have to get married on Monday and Thursday. Shemesh, he was tzaneh, and he has to go to the... It's the whole beginning of Ketubos, right? Torah says. Perish znus be'edim u'behasra. Znus that's going to cause her the death penalty. That's shat shol shriach. That there's going to be edus and there's going to be hasra lo shchiach. Aval lo bayi lemeimar de shumznus lo shchiach. Don't tell me that nosnus is not something that's standard. Of course it is. The habereish ksubas in the beginning of maseches ksubas take new. They made a takana. Shetei besula nises biyom harvi. The besula get married on Wednesday. Shem hayelo tanas besulim yashkim lebeisim. If he finds that she's not a besula, he'll get up in the morning, go to beisim. Dechayshina lekure daito. We're worried that he's going to calm down after a while. So make him go to the basin right away. Why? Because of potential for znus, right? Umistabra. So that's the Tosa says the znus that we're worried about. The znus that they're not worried about. They're not worried about znus that will be chayav misa. In that case, it's not chayav misa over there. He just says she's not a psulim. I want my money back. Basically, that's the case over there.
Well, why is she chayav? Maybe he's doing everything. I don't get it. She is chayav misa for that.
There's no. But we're not talking about him bringing edim and bringing and any hasra. There's nus that took place that he's got that in the beginning of Suvas. Right. So that's what Tosa is saying. Where our choshes was nus, but here, there's nus that Rav Yochanan is choshes for, Basa Choso, is the nus that would have caused Misa. And Rav Yochanan says, I'm not choshes for that, because when are you going to have a case? How often do you have a case where she was with Zana, with Hasra, with Adim, the whole thing, and the death penalty would apply? So that's not, he says, that's not Shchiach.
Since people were not as moral as we.
If you want to make that extrapolation, by all means, but I think
there's so much chashash.
I think there's plenty of znus b'zman hazeh. I don't think that that's necessarily a fair statement. But I do not have the statistics in front of me.
It sounds like the same issues we have now. They had back then.
Yeah, the same. I don't think it's any more or any less. I think it's the same. Maybe people are people.
They've actually gotten worse.
People are people, so why should it be?
I don't know.
You and I.
Okay.
The Ramban says that the reason is that there's a difference from Reish Lakish. Ramban says the chashin, he says it a little differently. This says the chash in Ksuvos were worried of Shemar Tikara Daito, right? That maybe he'll calm down, right? And then, it says that the worries over there is that that maybe he'll calm down and he'll keep her married, right? But by Gittin, even if you pat to her, right, so keep her married, and there'll be mechatos, so he doesn't want to be married with her. But by Gittin, even if you say that she's pater, she's still getting a get. They're still not going to be together, not going to live together, you know, Be'isra. I don't know why it's a strong answer, because if she had Bia, well, again, I guess if she had Bia, right, if she had Bia, like you said, after Erison, they would be also to live together. So your concern is that they're going to live together with Isser. Here, I don't want to have that concern of them living together with Isser, because they already gave her the get. Right, they gave her the get. But, and I don't know, but like we said before, what?
He didn't give her the get. He said that he could produce the get.
But that means he gave the get, otherwise she wouldn't be divorced.
Right. We'd
be matakin zman in the get.
Right.
So you're talking zman in the get that's being given over. If you're not giving the get, then
you don't. If you didn't matakin the get, then you can just produce it right up a get without it. Here's a get.
But then, and then she'd be divorced, and he wouldn't be living with her b'isser. That's the Ramban. Right. He also says that the Ramban says another answer is that he goes, it's apples and oranges, because the takana over there in Ksubas is that that's when you're supposed to get married. You're supposed to get married on Wednesday. What happens if they got married on Thursday? Still married. They're still married. He just violated the takana. It's a different type of takana over here. That's what they should do. But over here, right, that's the married on the other day. But the takana is zman and gittin. That the Ramban says, and that opens another box. He says that without the zman and gittin, you make a psul in the get. It becomes an inherent part of the get. That just saying they kept the names and everything else. When they made the takana, the zman became part of the get, and therefore it would become possible. So it's two apples and oranges. It's different types of takana. Maybe for one you're choshish, one you're not. Okay.
Also that marriage.
Yeah.
Is it has to do with a bucky with a sula. Choshish like that marriage.
They're correct.
What's that?
Yeah, but they were still choshish. But there's no, so you're right. It's a big chiller. He says that that's only talking about a basula, the case in
Ksuvas. The person who actually was once married, because there was hell with
no. No, they gave Shmuel over there. The other answers, they gave Margaret's other answers over there about that. Okay.
Good job.
But they practiced, they had all these things, they had all these, right, they had the Margaret answers. Right? Rav Yochanan, my time, Alomar Kareish Lakish. Rav Yochanan says the whole reason is because of Basa Choso. Why does he not say, like, the reason is because of Reish Lakish, who said that the issue is the Peros, the issue that he's going to sell the Nuxi Malog, you know, post get, and she's going to have a problem collecting? So, Kasavar. Because he holds, Rav Yochanan holds, Yesh Labal Peros Ad Shas Nesina. Because the Baal, despite the fact that the get is written in date, it doesn't make a difference. The Baal still has the rights to the Nixi Melug until he actually hands the get over to the wife. When he hands the get over to the wife, there'll be Edom there. You have those Edom, Mesira, and Tosos points out, well, what a point for a mayor, who saw it. But you have to have Edom, and therefore, that's when she can't have it. Everyone's going to know when she received the get. The Zman in the get itself has no impact as to when he can or cannot sell the Nixi Melug. So who cares? Putting a date in the get won't change this. Won't change it because even if the get is dated September and she gives it to him on December 30th, he can still have the same log from September to December 30th.
So what's the point of putting the get the date in then?
Because of Basa Choso. That's exactly the question. So Bishlama, Reish Lakish, according to Reish Lakish, I understand everything. Mishum hachi kamachshir Rav Shimon. This is why Rav Shimon says it's kosher. Rav Shimon says the whole reason is because of Peros. This is why Rav Shimon says it's kosher. Why Rashi says? Look at Rashi on top. Bishlama, Mishum hachi kamachshir Rav Shimon, get mugdom. He says, Kevan shenasan ein el garsha, shuv ein lo Peros. Hilchach im asi lemitchav lekuchos de peiros miyom ksiva shapir abda. Rav Shimon says at the moment of the writing of the get, which is when you put the date in, the moment of the writing of the get, whatever the date is in there, then that's the at that moment he can no longer get the nixi malug. So I don't care if the get was dated predated, and then given to her the next day, you know, written there the day and given to her the next night with a different date, the date that he can stop that he can't collect is the date in the shtar. So that's why Rav Shimon says, you have to have a date in the shtar, but I'm not going to passel a get that's predated. Because if it's predated, it doesn't make a difference. And the husband's losing his own stuff. So now we have three shitos, basically. We have Rav Shimon saying that he loses the right to use the nixi milog from the moment that the get is dated. Rav Yochanan says he loses the right of nixi milog only when the get is delivered. And Reish Lakish, who says that he loses the right from the nixi milog, loses the right from nixi milog, I guess, when the get is signed. Okay. So according to Reish Lakish, I understand why Rav Shimon is makshir the get. But Ella L'Rav Yochanan, who says the whole takana is because of Shem Yechapa Basar Choso, my time at Rav Shimon demachshir. Why would Rav Shimon say that a predated get is good? What's the issue? If he's holding, if the reason for the zman in the get is to prevent Basar Choso, so you'll have a problem if it's predated. So why does Rav Shimon say it's kosher? So Amalach Rav Yochanan, you're right. Inachanami Aliba Rav Shimon Lo Kamina Ki Kamina Aliba Rabbanan. My sheet is only going according to Rabbanan. I'm not talking about Rav Shimon. All right, Rav Shimon has his own stuff. I mean, I don't know. I'm not talking about Rav Shimon. Okay, right? That's what Rashi says. Aliba de Rav Shimon lo kamino de Rav Shimon vaday zman la mishum b'achaso achoso itkun el mishum peiros. I agree with you. Rav Shimon must hold it's because of the peiros, but I don't care about that. I'm worried about what the chachamim because they're the majority. So then the Gemara continues. So bish the mole Rabbi Yochanan. Everything is understood according to Rabbi. It is understood according to Rabbi Yochanan. Says that the reason for the tekan of zman in a get is because of basal choso. Then I understand. Hainu di'ika bein Rabbi Shimon l'Rabbanan. Now we understand why there is a difference of opinion between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan. Ela l'Reish Lakish, because he's going to hold that according to Rabbi Shimon the get is kosher because he has no problem with it because again the zman in the get is the moment when he can stop he can't no longer sell according to Rav Shimon and the chachamim say no he has more time and therefore you'll have a problem but El Reish Lakish Ma'ika Bein Rav Shimon LeRabbanan so what's the difference between Rav Shimon and Rabbanan so Peiri Demishas Ksiva V'Ad Shas Kasim Ikibinayu because since Reish Lakish holds that you have the Peiris are no longer permitted at the time of Chasima. He's going to say that there's a difference between Reish Lakish and the Rabbanan. Reish Lakish says that the moment you write the get, that's when he can no longer use the payroll, so there's no problem with the predated. But the Chachamim are going to hold that the Chasima is what creates prohibits him from using the payroll anymore. Therefore, there is a time gap. So if you have a time gap, I have a problem. But if it's predated, according to Rav Shimon, the time gap does not create a problem because it's not because of Basar Choso, it's because of Peros, and the Peros he prohibited to sell the Peros at the moment the get is written.
You have to put the time down for the Ksiva and the Ksiva.
Yeah, you're right. It seems to be that as you're writing the get, you put the time in.
Right, as you're writing, and then signing it also. It is the same. If it's
Yom and Yom, everyone says it's Kasher. The only machlokus is Laila and Yom. It's Yom and Laila.
According to this, Ksiva and Ksiva at different times. 8 in the morning.
Okay, so Gemara's going to ask about that. You can't prevent everything. You're right. You can't prevent about that. Gemara will talk. Say that. So the Gemara says.
Wait a second. So according to the Rabbanan, it would be he loses it from the time of Chasima.
According to the Rabbanan, according to Reish Lakish, he loses it at the time of the Chasima. According to Rav Yochanan, he loses it at the time of Nesina. And now the Gemara says, flip that around. What I just said. Just flip it around. He says, Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, you have to flip around and you got to plug it back in. So according to Rav Shimon, it's clear. According to Rav Shimon, it's clear that he loses the right to the peiros only when the get is delivered. According to the Rabbanan, there's a machlokus, Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, two ways to say it, whether it's the time of the chasima or the time of the. No. Said it wrong. Scratch that. According to Rav Shimon, everyone holds that he loses the right for the peiros at the moment the get is written, at the time of the ksiva, the date in the shtar. According to the Rabbanan, there's a machlokus in Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish as to whether it's mishas chasima or mishas nesina.
Right.
Yes, I think that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I'm sure, there's a chart down there or something. Right, like there's a chart. Okay. Sorry.
You need a flowchart.
There is a. There's a chart. Okay, so...
Page 17b2, bottom left corner.
Say again, 17b2, what number? Bottom left corner. There's a chart note 18. How do you blue book that? So you
have
to... We'll sign it later. Okay, so Amale Abaye le Rav Yosef. So Abaye says to Rav Yosef, we learned in the Mishnah that there were shlosha gittin psulin, that a woman's not supposed to get married, lichatchila, but the imnises devlad kosher. But if she uses that get devlad is kosher. One of those gittin is a get without zman. Right? Rashi says, look at the Rashi, the first wide line. Gimel gittin psulin, the echad mehem is yeshalav etim, the ebo zman. Utnan, and we learned in the Mishnah there, the imnises havlad kosher, cave in the ovid shaper dummy, because if she uses it, it's fine. So then he says, so im nesav la kosher, so then my ho'ilu chachamim b'takan asam. So one of the three getting that is kosher is a get without a zman. But the other is kosher. So what does chachamim accomplish then? The guy, you said, it's still kosher. So the guy can go ahead and say, ooh, you're right, lich, I feel I have to write zman in the get. But the other is still kosher, so I'll give my wife the get without the zman, and I can eat the payros with this way, or I'll save my niece. What did you accomplish? So the Gemara says, I did accomplish it. Since that's the rule, most people, and people who are in Gittin are knowledgeable, they're not going to write for him this get. I mean, still have to be choshesh, maybe he writes in his own handwriting. He says, Rashi says, the next Rashi, the lechatchila lo tinasei, the keva and the hachihu, so this is the din, e boy lichtov get below zman, if the husband wants to write a get without the date in there, lechapos obachachoso, either to prevent the death penalty for his niece, or limkor peros, or to sell the peros, lo kasrula sofri hadayonim, lo chasmele sahade. People involved in Gittin know what they're doing. They're not going to, the guy comes to it, they're like, what are you talking about? We're not going to do that. Yeah, but you found that one guy who's gonna, you know, you found the guy who's gonna do it. It's kosher, but no one's gonna do that. So you're preventing most occurrences of this taking place. So the Gemara says, what happens? That's an interesting question. Gaziel is mandi day. So okay, fine. He goes to the court. He goes to the sofer. And he writes the get, and then somehow he scratches out the gazi means cut. But so he cut out or he scratched out the zman in the get. He cuts it out. He cuts out the date. Right, Rashi says, "Gazel zman v'yavin yilei." My, what's the din? He says, "La'achash." Rashi says, "La'achash akasav ozman chascho." Then he cuts it out. Kedei lechapos abasal chascho. Oh, then, I think the answer is simple. If you walk into a court with a date that's got a hole in it, that no one's going to accept it. But that's not what the Gemara answers. The Gemara says, "Amrala." Excuse me. Liramai lo chashinon. We're not choshish for this type. And Rashi says, "Liramai lo chashinon." L'ramos kazeh, to this type of ramos, shehu nikkun v'nigla, that maybe this is what he's saying, that everyone can see it, lo avidi inish to avdi v'lo chashir ban alachi. A person's not going to do that. It's like, a person's not going to walk up and say, okay, I'm stealing all your money. I mean, that's not, people try to do things in order not to get caught. This guy's going to get caught right away. I don't even think I have to go that far, like you're saying. Just,
we have a problem.
It's cut, we're not looking at it.
We have a problem. Under main magistrates, we have Russia. The person is making
himself
a Russia.
He's not making himself a Russia here.
No.
A person is making himself a rush with edus. But he's not testifying about anything. He's just walking in with. But he's not. That's not making yourself Russia. Russia means employing Rav Hanan Ritzoni. That's a Russia. But even so.
I had to get a walk to my office with a cut and paste deed. And he asked me to record it.
It's in my office. It was cut and paste. Actually, cut it or not? Like cut and paste on Word.
Have a page here, have a page there, signature by itself. You know.
That's no good.
It may have been, but it wasn't something that she was getting himself involved in.
So basically, if you use white out there, it's not so obvious.
Yeah, but there's going to be a gap.
But I'm saying, if you just white out the date, so maybe you can't tell.
No, where's your take it? That's the problem.
It's going to be noticeable. Even
it's like this.
Would you take a $10 bill and the serial number white out?
Actually once got that. I got a $50 bill, and when you rubbed it, it turned into a 10. Okay.
Why can't you just rewrite it?
Then you have to rewrite the whole thing. Someone has to do that for you. And then they're not going to do it for you. So that's a different case. That's not the case we're talking about there. What?
Instead of not putting a date in, just redo it. Say you lost the get.
Right.
Give to your wife.
But I lost the get. Okay, so the soul was going to say, when was that previous gate to get dated? Yeah.
Not the new date.
No. Okay, did he give it to her? What do you mean he lost it, though? All right, so it's another case. You have to look it up. I don't know. All right. So, Amalei l'ramai lo chashinan. So the Gemara says, okay, what about kasev bo shavua? What about if they did the date, like, this sort of weird? They only wrote the year. Shavua means the year of the Shemitah. the Shemitah cycle of the Yovel. Oh, Shana. Oh, they only wrote the year in 2015. Or they only wrote the month, December 2015. Or they only wrote the date, the week beginning December to 28th of 2015, without writing the actual date. My, what's the din? So Amalei, the get is kosher. That seems to be kosher l'chachila, seems to say. So the Gemara says, so what? So now, there's still a time gap. There's still a time gap. So the Gemara says, this is getting to your point from before, Ahadnu l'shavu d'kamei l'shavu basrei. Well, it helps for anything before that date or after that date. Rashi says, "L'shavuah k'kamei she'im zinsa tahareg." If she has nus from before that date that's in there, in other words, you have cut down the time frame where that if it's not open ended anymore, you have cut down the time frame.
It's not 20 years ago.
Okay, so the Gemara says the reason why I'm saying that's good is because exactly your point Yossi made before, di lo tema hachi, because if you don't say that, yom agufei, on the day itself, miyadini mitzafarim bin panya, who knows if it's in the morning or the night. It's just date, it doesn't say 11:22 a.m. or 11:22 p.m., it just says the date. When you sign usually it doesn't have the time on the, when you file the UCC, usually there's a time stamp on it. But when you the star itself does not have, the contract itself doesn't have a date. So miyadina imit safra imipanya. Ella liyoma kamei uliyoma basre. It only helps for the day before. The day before means for basachos. So yom basre would be for the next same log. It helps. So hachanami yahan shuvah kamei shuvah basre. So to here it helps for either the shmita before shmita cycle. The shmita one is that's 7 years. Right. It's a 7 year time period.
Did it say
that
before in the
Yovel
cycle also?
Yeah, that's shmita. That's shavua. Shavua means Shemitah Ploni be Yovel Ploni. The third Shemitah in this Yovel cycle. So it's like it's a seven year gap.
Not a 12th Yovel cycle.
No. Okay. It's a 12. It could potentially be a 7 year gap.
Right, so a year ago she could have
done it. 6.5 years ago she could have done it. I hear you.
Yovel cycle could be what?
It's a long time. Okay.
Once in a Yovel.
How about once in a blue moon?
Yeah. A blue moon happens more frequently than Yovel, I think.
Yeah.
a blue moon. We had a blue moon in the summer, didn't we?
He did a show for Yovel.
What?
He did a show for Yovel.
Oh, no, okay. I'm Yovel me the rice. Here. Amrale Ravina la Rava. So Ravina says to Rava, and Yossi, now we're going to start asking some of your questions. Amrale Ravina la Rava. The Osei Bekise. What happens? The imipaisia to pious mai. What happens in a case where he writes the get? It's all signed. It's all done, and he puts it in his pocket. He puts it in his pocket because he's not sure. Shemet hit pious, right? Rashi says, the Osei Bekise yamim rabim the imipaisa right bahadek bekatatus shebneim. They're fighting, so he gets the get written up. He's a coin. He gets the get. Right? He gets the get. The get written up, right? The Kohen has to do the get Mekusher, so it's a little more difficult.
It's also the Kohen have short tempers, you know.
That's my point.
That's why it's supposed to take longer.
That's why they write the get Mekusher. They have the folded get in the 10th paragraph of Bava Basra.
So he's supposed to calm down.
Right. So here, so id mipaisa te pais v'lo yigreshena v'lo apaisa v'girsha. If he doesn't calm down, he will divorce her. U'michimata gita liyada hu de'igresha. But the get only has impact, only divorces her when he hands it over. Yeah. So my, what did Chachamim now? What did they accomplish with the takana? Because she's not miguresh until the get comes into her hand, and the husband could theoretically say that the get is dated a certain time. In other words, he can hand over the get to her at a later date. Right. At the later date, even though she only got the get on December 30th, it's dated December 1st. What if he keeps it in his pocket? You still, just because you put the date in the get, you still have issues because you have to give it to her for it to be effective. So according to Shimon, I don't think it's an issue with at least with the next same law, because he says the date in the star is when he no longer can collect the next same law. According to Rav Shimon, there is impact of gittin prior to the nesina,
right,
which is a little bit lumbish topic. How does that work? So the Gemara says, Gemara answers. Okay, so I don't think he has.
So what happens in this case? He puts it in his pocket for 6 months. They're not divorced,
but then when he gives her the get and it's dated 6 months prior, then any sale that took place between the two, she has the right to get back because he had no right to sell the next same loaf from the moment the get was dated.
It only works in the same loaf.
What? Correct. That's all he has.
You know the other problems that you have.
with the other issues that she would have.
She gets pregnant.
Right, so there are the court of Shimon. There are issues. I mean, I know Rav Shechter has a whole piece in it, and there's a whole mahalich about what how it, if Shemay Nasan in of Ligarsha. There's a shita, I think, is a shita in a Rashbam or a Yom Shal Shlomo that says that they only if Shemay Nasan in of Ligarsha, there's no shiva, which is because there's already that certain I don't know if passing that way, but certain impacts of Gerushin take effect prior to the actual Nasinus again. That's
the pasuk says
v'nasan lo v'gershon. That's where the separation takes place. But maybe there are other, it's impact of other. Maybe there's a halachas, other halachas that take effect prior to. She would be chayiv misa if she has be. If she would still be chayiv misa. Okay, that's when he gives.
So what's the step before that?
The step before is it takes nasan anal v'garsha. It's not completed until you give her the get. Okay, so v'osev b'kisei de'ime paisa, that if she, because maybe in the end he'll calm down, tit pious, and then he'll divorce her many days later. So what did the Chachamim accomplish now? Because he could simply say, I gave her the get way back when. So the Gemara says, Amalar, so Rav Rava says to Ravina, the Chachamim are not choshish that a person's going to write a get and then keep it in his pocket, because lo maktim inish purunasa l'nashay. Person doesn't bring on Puranas, doesn't hold on to Puranas Lanashi. That's what Gemara says over here. He says, third line, Lo Matim, Lo Regili Lemevit Hachi, La Nuche Bekisisei, De Kevon De Lo Nicha Le Begerishin Puranas. Since he's not so certain about the Gerishin, having a divorce is more of a Puranas to him. The Lo Matim Le, he's not going to do that. Person is not going to just have the get in his back pocket to pull out at any moment's time when he's ready to go. He's going to write the get when he really wants to write the get. That's the assumption of the Chachamim. Okay.
But if he's vacillating, maybe...
The person's saying, if you're vacillating, you're not going to write the get.
Right.
But if you're vacillating, first you decide yes, maybe afterwards you decide no.
So the Chachamim say, we're not choshish for that vacillation, because the Chachamim say that typically the person doesn't write the get unless he's certain. That's the whole point. Okay. So Amala Ravina Ravashi. So Ravina says to Ravashi, well, wait a second. What about the whole first parak? You had these gittin that were coming from Medina Sayyam. It wasn't an El Al flight. It wasn't a flight. It took time. So you have I'm like Ravina Ravashi gittin haboy Medina Sayyam de michtavei ben Nisan. The guy wrote in Nisan v'lo matu ad Tishrei. I mean, took them a long time. It took them a long time to get. I think this is an example. It took them a long time to get there. So there's a time gap. There's a gap between the date and when she gets it. So then, maho ilu chachamim takanasam. What's the purpose? What did the chachamim accomplish? Because we still have the chashash that the husband will be mechape al basachoso and say that she was a penuya at the time. Because look at the date. Really, she got it 6 months later, and she had znus in between. But the guy was saying, look at the date. I gave it to her much before. I gave it to her much earlier. So what were the chachamim? What were they holding up with takanasam? So Gemara says, al merlei. So Ravina answers back to Ravashi, hanu. Kala Isluhu. The gittin that came over from Medina Sayyam, people knew that it came from Medina Sayyam. Because you had this before Nechtam, you had the whole fanfare of it coming in. So people knew about it, and therefore there was a call. People knew it came.
It was coming?
No, people knew it came. And look at Rashi. Kala Isluhu. Ubein Linyan Znus, Bein Linyan Perut. Let me read the Rashi. Kala Isluhu. Ubein Linyan Znus, Ubein Linyan Perut. Boy La Suyuraya, Amos Mata Gitali Yada. When a get came from Medina Sayyam, so people knew that this get was delivered from Medina Sayyam. So they know right away that you have to be careful of the date in the shtar. You have to be careful. So they're not going to be somich on the date in the shtar because they know this came from Medina Sayyam. So she's going to have to bring a raya as to when she got it. So therefore, it's not a problem because there's a kol. Everyone knows that everyone knows not to be somich on that get because they know that this woman received a get from overseas, and therefore there clearly was a time gap between the time it was written and the time it was delivered. Okay, we will stop here by the Itmar, 5-6 lines down, on Yilches Amad Aleph. Everybody have a good day. Good 10? Chayim Rekash Shomer, Rotz Kodesh Baruch, Zahak Yisrael, Yifit Achir, Yil Tov Mitzvah, Shneemar, Yilach Veis Amatzik, Yil Tov Rabi Adir.